Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast. I'm Jerry Bain, and this EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International. You can find more podcasts like this on a variety of topics by searching for EDUCAUSE on iTunes or by visiting www.educause.edu/podcasts. This podcast features an interview with Sandrella S. Habra, Library Director at the Lebanese American University in Beirut, Lebanon.
Thanks for joining us today, Sandrella.
Thank you.
Could you describe the Riyad Nasser Library and your role there?
All right. The Riyad Nasser Library is a brand new library. We've just moved 3 years ago to a brand new building, a 13-floor building. We have about 280,000 volume, different material. Our print journal collection is, we're shrinking it, we're replacing it with e-journals at the moment. 50% of our collection has been replaced with e-journal collection. So the current collection now counts about 700 titles, print. We have about 11 professionals. 9 of them have master's degree in library science from ALA accredited institutions. 2, the other 2 have master's degree in computer science, and they take care of our infocommons or computer labs. We have a reference librarian, we have an electronic resources librarian, systems librarian, a computer supervisor, an acquisitions librarian, a interlibrary loan and document delivery service librarian. We have a catalog librarian, departments also, circulation librarian with supervising other staff also. And it's trendy. The library is trendy. The design, however, was done a while ago, so the trend for new learning spaces was not well designed, but we accommodated the new learning spaces concept into what we have. It's a very comfortable environment, very attractive environment.
Could you talk a little bit about the relationship of a traditional library space and the new learning spaces that you have in this library?
The traditional library space is fading away now at Riyad Nasser Library. You know, with stacks, with books, with library full of books, with only providing services for checking out material or checking in material. These services with the traditional libraries is fading away. At the Riyad Nasser Library, we want to have a new learning space, a new learning experience to our students, a new learning area to our students. We help them a lot with their homework, with their research.
Sounds like you've embraced technology and helping the students navigate that technology. How did you evaluate the systems such as eRes, zPortal, and others that you chose to implement in this library? What factors were important, and who else did you need to get on board for these systems?
These systems were implemented when I was the systems librarian. When I got the job at LAU, the library was totally manual, and that was in 1999. Can you believe it? Totally manual. Before implementing eRes and zPortal, we had to automate the library work, the library daily work. Mm-hmm. This was our first system to be implemented. And to do this, everybody had to be engaged in implementing a successful and smooth operation of the library system. And we use OLIB. It's an OCLC now product, and it's an Oracle-based system. And so far, we're very happy with it. It's been implemented since 2001. eRes came later. eRes is the most successful system we've ever implemented. Everybody loves it, faculty members and students. It's a very simple system. All you need to do is, we subscribe to that eRes. It's hosted abroad. It's hosted in the United States. And cost-wise, it's very affordable. IT has to be involved, of course, in all the systems that we implement. Everybody has to be involved. I mean, IT has to be the main stakeholder in implementing a successful system. eRes is just a course material that you add to the system, and students have access to it 24/7. And in the beginning, you always have people or faculty members mainly that resent new services, especially when it comes to technology. When they are used to put on file, you know, we had an e-reserve shelf on circulation desk, at the circulation desk. We had files and files and files of instructors' notes and instructors' chapters and all that. Now we do not accept one piece of paper. None. Everything has to be in the system. And who influenced faculty members? Our students. That's a big change. So students would say to the faculty member, why don't you do the same thing as the other faculty member is doing with the other course? I mean, he has all his material online. I can access them anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it was like jealousy, you know, between faculty members, and that's how it became very, very successful. ZPortal is our federated search engine, is a also an OCLC product. We started it not long time ago, 5 years ago. It's not a simple system, and students find it very difficult. For librarians, it is a very simple system. However, ZPortal, what it does is you can search several online databases together under one platform, display, okay? So you don't have to teach the student all kinds of platforms. We have about 80 databases, that's subscribed databases, and each database, as you know, have their own platform and their own way of searching. So ZPortal was the perfect solution to have a single box to do your search. But because you have millions of articles in these databases, students feel that ZPortal, a federated search engine like that, is overwhelming with information. Our librarians try to instruct them on how to use it. So far, it's not that successful. So far. I'm not sure if these federated search engines will stay in the market or will be replaced by discovery tools. We're not sure yet.
Could you talk a bit about your partnership with the Information Technology Department, and what advice would you give other librarians that need to partner and collaborate with IT?
We work hand in hand with IT, and the library has no problems with our IT department. They're very collaborative. They're very cooperative. They understand our need. They really understand our need. When we have a problem, if the problem is related to students, mainly it will affect the student work, that will be their priority because our students are our main, you know, clientele. So our relationship, I can just say that we have a perfect relationship with our IT department.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Are you physically located together or close to one another?
We're very close to one another. No, we're not located together, but we're very close. The campus is a very small campus, cozy campus.
Well, wonderful. I hope
you
enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you
very
much.
And I very much appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
This EDUCAUSE 2009 conference podcast is sponsored by Juniper Networks and Quest Communications International.